It's been a trying week for Alita Rothmel.
That's when I started reaching out on Twitter to the city's page. And from there, I saw that the governor had a Twitter account. So I actually started messaging him. And from there, Representative Williams showed up. And so I started talking to him. And he actually shot me a message and asked me for my phone number and asked to talk to me. And I received a call from the EOC this morning telling me that they could bring me food. But the thing that I explained to them is, you know, having an autistic child, bringing out some food to me does not stop, you know, my child from having his episodes because, you know, the house is hotter inside than it is outside. You know, now my youngest daughter is sick.
Rothmel, an Army veteran and mom of two, lives on Gothic Drive. She lost power around 8:30 Thursday night and has been without it ever since. Her son is autistic, and his medications are starting to spoil due to the heat in her house. Rothmel has been reaching out to anyone, local officials, calling the city of Tallahassee every few hours, and making appeals on Facebook and on Twitter. By Monday afternoon, her home was still dark.
Own up to the mistakes. And don't talk about how Kate was so bad 35 years ago. I think it was like 5 when that came through. If you haven't improved in 30 years, dude, you gotta be sad.
That's Tallahassee resident Kate Peschek. Many have likened Hurricane Hermine to Hurricane Kate, the last hurricane to strike Tallahassee in 1985. By Monday, 14,000 city customers remained without power 6 days after Hurricane Hermine. Many are frustrated with a seemingly haphazard approach to power restoration. That perception has been compounded with unclear communication from city and county officials, which ultimately led to a clash between Governor Rick Scott and Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum.
And I just thought in the midst of a crisis, it was unhelpful to communicate that level of division to the public. Our citizens at that time, we still had tens of thousands that were out of power. For them to perceive that there is some breakdown or dysfunction between their local responders and the state government is completely unhelpful.
Gillum has also taken heed over comments made regarding what help the city has or has not accepted. Customers, especially those without power, have grown increasingly frustrated with the pace of restoration efforts. And there are rumors and accusations over city officials turning down offers of help. Gillum says that's not true, but he won't say whether he thinks the backlash is political. Scott is a Republican, Gillum a rising Democratic star.
I think I know your purpose for the question, and I think it's probably the right one for you to ask. But I'm going to leave it to the people who are observing and will play this whole scenario back when it's over to make that conclusion.
It is the city manager who makes decisions on mutual aid agreements, the deals that govern which providers will come to the aid of others during a crisis. And for every additional crew that comes to help, a city worker is required to be with them. Not all utility grids are the same, and the City of Tallahassee Utility Department says having a city worker present makes situations safer. But the more people on the ground also means the number of workers available to aid in restoration gets diluted, and that can slow down work. That's what City Manager Rick Fernandez and City of Tallahassee Utilities Manager Rob McGarrah told officials Tuesday. But that message was not communicated in the days immediately following the storm. Tuesday, several neighborhoods remained dark. Gillum admits communication could have been better, and City Commissioner Nancy Miller agrees.
We're definitely going to be delving into several things. Our communication has not been the way it should be. Absolutely. I'm totally unhappy with that. I mean, people are calling up and hearing about all the amenities the city has to offer while they're on hold, when they really need to be hearing when somebody's coming to their neighborhood.
City officials are also striking back at rumors suggesting outside workers could not aid in restoration because they weren't unionized. Commissioner Scott Maddox says Tallahassee workers are not in a union, but most private utilities are. And commissioners also note several Northside neighborhoods remain powerless, which flies against other rumors suggesting more affluent areas had power restored first. Many local elected leaders, such as County Commissioner John Daly, are still without power. Still, officials are promising most neighborhoods will be restored by the weekend. In their words, right in time for Florida State University's first home game. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.